What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I got a lot of things. First of all, Zelensky, you know, that whistleblower said he skimmed off $400 million. He's like, what a nice guy. He bought his parents an $8 million house and two new cars.
Yeah, that's a really nice guy with other people's money.
Yeah, do you happen to know where this house is? I'm thinking if it's in the United States, people should pick it up.
I think he's got more than a few. And I don't know where he is. Not really all that curious about it.
His parents' house. Because I think they have picket, you know, say blood house. Many people lost their lives because of this money, you know? I can see Mr. Zelensky, Mrs. Zelensky saying to Mr. Zelensky, hey, Herbert, you know, you thought he wasn't going to make anything out of it. Look at this house he bought us. You didn't think he'd do anything when all his act was playing the piano with his penis. Now look at him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, other thing I wanted to tell you. Glenn Beck says that 20% of America is covered by these George Soros prosecutors that are lenient.
Yes.
Because everybody's got to work at getting them out of office. That's like a number one priority. And I would say so, too. 20%.
Well, the only way we can get them out is to vote them out, and the elections are crooked.
Right, right. Well, maybe they can't. I don't know. He said that a couple of them have gotten voted out. Got to try, you know. You can't.
Well, that would be good. Maybe somebody could actually put up a list of all the prosecutors that received money from George Soros, and we could put it out across the net for the next elections.
That would be really good. Now, as for RK Jr., Glenn Beck has always been right-wing, always.
Yeah.
And he said years ago, RK Jr. said that Glenn Beck should be exterminated. He was just a real, you know, left-wing person. Like you said, he's into the climate control and all that. Yeah, he did good with the vaccines, but, you know, he's a one-trick pony.
Okay.
So, yeah. Just a lot of things going on that I think is...
Yeah, there are a lot of things. It's a very chaotic time, and that may be intentional, to keep us all running around in circles and confused and not really paying attention to where we should be paying attention to, which is crooked elections and this endless push for wars, which we are likely to lose.
Right. His son Connor went over and fought for Ukraine, for Zelensky. Yeah, that tells you something. Of course, his son Connor is a third-year law student at Georgetown.
Okay.
I just had so many things that I haven't been calling and I haven't been able to get in, so...
We only have five phone lines, and actually the phone lines are full right now, but, we'll have some openings a little bit later in this hour. So anything else, Laura?
I wanted to tell you. Mike?
Yep.
I have an Amazon Alexa, okay?
Yep.
So if you ask Amazon Alexa, who's going to win the election in 2024, she says Biden.
Well, yeah, I'm not surprised.
I wonder who programmed that Amazon, you know?
Yep.
So, okay, Mike, thanks for taking my call, but I really wish you're right about getting that list. And also, we got to find out where Zelensky's parents' home is. Might be in Miami, where his other home is.
I kind of have a policy here. You know, family are off limits. I have issues, obviously, with Zelensky, but I'm not going to put out any information about where his parents or his kids are or anything like that. That's just one of the rules we've had all along.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And we're going to go to Steve Elkins. Steve, welcome to the show. Glad to hear from you. And what do you want to talk about?
Well, I guess first I'll say with Laura, her call, I said your decision not to post any kind of where family are off limits is a good rule. It's an honorable rule. I would
yes.
follow the same. I just don't believe in, the person themselves, but their family are off limits. And I think that's
yeah.
an honorable move. I would do the same. Now, what I wanted to mention is that somebody made a comment. I can't remember where I heard it from, but it was a good comment worth repeating, in that they talked about the incomes that Donald Trump makes and the income versus Biden's income.
Yeah.
So, well, you know, look at Trump. Trump, he builds buildings, he builds hotels, he builds country clubs, he builds golf courses. He has a product he sells
yes.
to bring in income, and then you look at the wealth generated by the Biden family, and you say they have none of that. And so, you know, using some common sense and logic, if I were an investigator, I'd say, well, wait a minute, how do you get all this money if you have nothing, no product to sell? Well, he is selling something. He's selling the
yes,
Oval Office.
Yes, he is.
He's selling out our foreign policy, but he surely has no tangible product that he is selling to bring in vast wealth that he's bringing in. And I think that's exactly what we need to look at. It'd be nice if we had a Department of Justice, an honest Department of Justice that actually would look at this the same way I am right now. There's a guy making a lot of money and clearly has no product to be making this kind of money, so something else under the table is going on.
Okay.
That's about it. That's my comment for the day. Oh, well, by the way, I don't know if you mentioned it. Harley Schlanger is going to be on with me next Monday. I got him back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. I hadn't mentioned it yet, but yes, people should tune in on that one.
All right. Have a great show. See you.
Thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, first, I want to apologize for not being there when you probably went to me yesterday. I ended up having to dish, but... No, he makes a good point. Harvey Schlanger is a great person to listen to, and I always enjoyed it when John had him on the show. But what I'm calling about is the consolidation of America. And people don't realize, you know, that movie Obey with Rowdy Roddy Piper and the sunglasses? People don't
The movie is called They
Live. They Live. They Live.
Yeah, They Live.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, okay, so what he sees in his glasses are Obey and this and that and the other. But what we should do is put our sunglasses on, because when you look at McDonald's, when you look at Denny's, when you look at Exxon, when you look at the pharmaceutical companies, they all should say Vanguard, BlackRock, or State Street. So when people start talking about, oh, Rupert Murdoch's looking to sell his company in Fox, well, he's just the CEO. There's nothing to sell. All he's going to do is sell his stocks because he's the chief executive officer. That's all he is. He doesn't own anything. He owns a lot of shares. All these people own a lot of shares in their company, but they're not in charge of anything. Look at Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street. They have
okay,
over
Andy, can you speak a little louder? You're fading out.
Well, they have $22 trillion in assets between the three corporations there. Or
yep.
these, what are they, investment corporations? They have $22 trillion. Now, just get a grip on $1 trillion and then times that by 22. These people own everything. What you're looking at, all these big box stores and everything, they're not owned by any individual. There's no Tesla. Tesla's owned by Vanguard and BlackRock. None of these people own anything. These people are front men. And people need to be aware of that. That's the consolidation of America. We've been consolidated, and that's why they don't care. They have so much money. They don't care that they put a tranny out there to destroy Bud Light. Jack Daniels doesn't care that they put a tranny thing on their little gig either. They just don't care. And if you really give it some thought, it's all about destroying America, not just your morals and whatnot, but guess what? If you stop buying Budweiser, Budweiser will go away. Now, I get it. They own like 50 different brands of alcohol, so most people have no idea which alcohol is actually owned by Anheuser or whatnot. But all of this stuff, it's just a big picture show, Steve, or Mike. It's just a big picture show.
Yeah, we seem to be transitioning from the nation state to the corporate state system of governance.
Well, I mean, you got your anti-fascist people, which has nothing to do with fascism or anti-anything. They're just rude people. But this is a fascist government that we live in. Your government
yes.
is married with the corporations, and the corporations do what is said. You know, I saw a video, and I don't know, somebody can validate this for me. I saw a video where Ocasio-Cortez was on video conference with Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden. And she was using the F word and this word and that word, telling them, we can't do this. These effing people are going to kill us if we do. You got to do your job. You got to do your job. I mean, if that's real, how much power does Ocasio-Cortez have in this Congress?
I don't know that she has all that much. I mean, she's more of an icon that they're putting up there to say, you know, see, we're not all old people in this Congress. And, of course, she's the banner carrier for a lot of the liberal agenda.
Well, okay, so I'll leave with this. People, you've been conquered. And what you have to do is, when you put the glasses on, the ones that don't say Vanguard, BlackRock, or State Street on them, those are the places you should be doing business with. You know, mom and pop's, popcorn store or whatever, those places you should go with. We got to get out of this corporate area. So thank you so much, Mike. Appreciate you, bro.
All right. Thank you. And we're going to go to Daryl in Canada. Hello, Daryl. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, the last call is right. Just to take a little mosquito bite here and there, but they're going to get their agenda across. So, yeah, they got so much to play with that, you know, they don't mind losing a Bud Light or whatever. But like you said, they got a lot of things to back them up. Yeah, I like your show, Mike. I've never heard a guest go through so many subjects. It's quite in a nice format. I always wanted to tell you that. Yeah, the first caller, Laura, she's right about RFK, but yeah, he's got his warts. But I mean, overall, I mean, he's pretty good. I mean, he's against corporate power. I mean, that's why he's never going to get a sniff at the Democratic nomination.
No,
as I said, he should.
The pharmaceutical companies are going to line up against him.
Right, the vaccine, the bioweapon, the bank bailouts, he's not a fan of that at all. Ukraine, although he's somewhat in favor of, against Russia for doing that, but he doesn't want to, you know, have endless amounts of funds going over there, and he wants to end this before it gets, you know, out of hand. So, you know, I think what Ronald Reagan said, if you had 70% of subjects that you talk about and they agree, you got a friend. Well, you know, and nobody's perfect. It's like Tucker. People criticize, cherry-pick Tucker for not being hard enough against LGBT and some of these other things. But I'm sure even some of the furthest right people would probably agree 90% with him. So we have to start not worrying about trying to get to 100. And if you're up around 80 or 70 even, or probably 90, you know, that's good. So that's what I would suggest to them. And I found it funny, Mike, when you kind of said, well, the Democrats are resorting to violence type of thing. yeah, I know you said that in cheek, tongue-in-cheek, I think, because I think the last poll I saw, or the last survey I saw it a few years ago, that 92% of criminals are Democrats that are in jail and what have you.
Interesting poll. I'd never heard that.
Yeah, well, that's not surprising. Look who's in these jails, basically. So when you look at their faces and match them up to, you know, 75, 80% here and there, Hispanics, blacks and stuff, and liberal whites, I guess, that do this violence, and the odd time the FBI, instead of being a left-wing political organization with a little law enforcement, neutral law enforcement thrown in, even they get... you know, they get it right and put the right people in jail once in a while. I found it very interesting, you didn't do it, so surprisingly, you got it, about everything. But the Biden administration is mulling over a policy that if illegal aliens coming across the southern border declare themselves LGBT, they will just be let in without, you know, basically any restrictions whatsoever. So you think that's kind of a magnet? What do you think?
Well, you know, they're going to use that to say, see, the percentage of the population that's LGBT, you know, is growing insanely, and we're still going to have all these illegals straining our utilities, our water, and it's going to end badly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just, I mean, I don't even know how even some of the Democrats would even, you know, some of the reasonable Democrats would even, you know, think that would be even just remotely allowable. I mean, all I can say is there'll be a run. I'll tell you what, there'll be a run on any pink shirts overseas, down in the Central America, Panama, Costa Rica, Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, Mexico, of course. They'll be walking up to the border. You'll be seeing them on with Bill Malugin on Fox, although I'm not watching Fox anymore after Tucker. They'll be walking up there, and they'll be... And the women will be wearing dark shirts and maybe some rainbow shirts, and if they codify this law. And somebody will walk up to the Border Patrol agent. I don't speak Spanish, but I'll do this. I'll do my best impression here, Mike. I'll say, "Hi, Mr. Border Guard. You look so good today, big boy. You going to let me in? You think they wave me right through if I talk like that, Mike?"
I have no idea, but, you know, all you have to say is I'm LGBT, and that's okay. Law says we got to let you in.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think they'll get the message. So, I mean, anytime you make a little crack in the law, well, you know, they're going to stick a sledgehammer, they're going to stick a tire iron through that and open it up.
Yes,
so
they are.
They're just opening it up for that. But anyway, I found that really interesting that they're thinking of doing that. And, of course, with Title 42 ending soon, yeah, I'm sure that's probably what the people that are sitting on the border right now in Tijuana and all along the border that are waiting
for
this.
They're just biding their time. There's going to be a tsunami across that border.
A pink tsunami, Mike. Okay, have a nice day.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Paul in Michigan. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I had such a great time talking to you yesterday. I decided to do it again today. How's that?
Oh, sounds good to me.
Yeah. Mike, Susan Rice has quietly bailed out of Biden's administration. And what do you think she's up to next? Is she going to hitch her wagon to another candidate, or is she going to make a run for the top job herself, or is she secretly going out there fundraising for the current campaign? What's your take?
Well, any of those are possible, but what I've been hearing the most of is that Susan Rice is looking to be somebody's vice presidential running mate in 2024, and she may have decided that the less she is seen as aligned with Joe Biden, the better for her chances.
Okay, that makes sense. I don't know what other possibility there is for her out there. I'm thinking that she might make a run for the top spot herself if Biden falters in the primaries. What do you think?
I think they'll put Hillary up there if Biden can't make it, Governor Newsom, somebody like that. Susan Rice is a little too far down the totem pole to really be a candidate. But what we're hearing from the Democratic Party is they're going to jam Joe Biden down our throats. They are totally supporting his reelection, and they're not going to allow any primary debates, okay? And I don't know how they think they're going to get away with not having debates during the general election. It really is, you know, they've got this marionette or something like that. Anyway, Paul, thank you for the call. We got to take a break here for commercials, and we will be right back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Three stupid mistakes turned into shootings. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. In the span of 6 days, there have been three shootings, one of which was deadly, because of innocent mistakes. Two cheerleaders were shot in the parking lot of a Texas grocery store on Tuesday when they accidentally got into the wrong car. On Saturday, a group looking for a friend's house in New York pulled into the wrong driveway, where one of the group was shot to death by the homeowner. Last Thursday, in Missouri, a teenager was shot when he went to the wrong house looking for his twin brothers. Now, I own guns and rarely leave my house without one. I believe in the Second Amendment, but there is a responsibility that goes with the right to bear arms. Get trained, and not just once. Continue training. It is trigger-happy people like these that will cause us all to lose our right to keep and bear arms. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com to protect your legal rights as a gun owner and get free training videos for members. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, where you been?
What do you mean, where have I been?
No, Mike, you know, Mike, you mentioned the other day, well, a couple of days ago, your Commodore 64 still works. My Amiga 500 still works, man.
Oh, I loved Amiga. I was an Amiga developer, and the very first music system I built for my wife, Claire, was based on Amiga.
Well, I think I talked to you about that, but the Video Toaster and Babylon 5. And
I worked on the Video Toaster.
Yeah, Video Toaster. Mike, you know what's funny? If you go back then, the Amiga was such a great... What happened to Commodore? Was that, like, just... Like, what happened to them toward the end? Like, did this, like, a corruption? Or just...
I never really studied it in depth. I think one of the reasons why, absent an extended graphic card or the Video Toaster, is that Amiga took shortcuts on the graphics. It wasn't a true RGB display. And after a while, other computers were just producing much better graphics and, you know, people just stopped using it. I understand it was still popular in Europe for quite a few years after it stopped being sold here in the U.S.
Well, do you know they use on Titanic, the Amiga? They use that on the Titanic, the Amiga.
They used what on the Titanic?
The Amiga Video Toaster. Parts of it was used supposedly on the Titanic movie.
Oh, that's entirely possible. I mean, it was a very powerful little computing engine for its day. And, Yeah, you could do a lot of animation on it, and there were some TV shows that took advantage of that.
And, Mike, you know, to this day, even the Commodore 64 and Amiga is still supported by, like, a lot of, like, third-party people. They're still making stuff for, actually, that. So, believe it or not, guys, I mean, it's, like,
no,
amazing.
No, I believe it. They were simple, elegant, easy to use. You didn't have the government inside spying on everything that you did. And, back then, computers were fun. They were easy to understand. And, same thing with, Linux machines, like the Pi. They sort of bring back that era of having fun with the computers rather than just trying to keep them constantly working and, becoming part of the, you're working as hard as the computer is.
I probably don't have much, Mike, because I'm a big computer person and a gamer. And you ever hear of the shader compilation problem where they have with the new PCs that they got out now? They got this shader problem with the PC where it takes a half an hour or 45 minutes to, like, compile the shaders with the new shaders.
Wow, that's, that's definitely some bad engineering there. I remember one time when I was working on a software project, and every time we had to recompile the code, it was like, go out and do some shopping because it was going to take an hour and a half to 2 hours. And ultimately, the company was forced to literally replace all the computers to get a new faster, compile. And the new compiler was a lot faster. Writing a compiler is, it's a lot of work, and you've got to really think it through carefully. I mean, Kernighan and Ritchie, when they wrote the first C compiler, I mean, that's an elegant little piece of software.
And Mike, I mean, you got AMD, NVIDIA, Intel, they all have their own shader compilation. So there's just no standard, which is
that's always been a big fight. One of the reasons the Amiga was popular was they wanted to do standardization. If you were a developer for the Amiga, text files were always this format, audio files were always this format, imaging files were this format, videos were this format. You were not allowed to basically come on in with a proprietary data storage format. And so that meant that every single program on the Amiga could read and write the same audio, video, picture files, and that really made it very, very popular with the Amiga users. And, computer companies want proprietary, theirs only formats to sort of keep you in their, particular software because of the cost of converting all that data to change software is prohibitive.
And, Mike, tomorrow I'm going to call you in about – I was going to talk real quick about Ukraine. Do I have any time left?
We've got about a minute left.
Well, real quick on Ukraine, have you seen the videos of, like, the Lancet hitting, like, the Tours and stuff like that? Sun tabloid turned it around and said, like, Russian Tours are getting hit by Ukrainian drones, but it was a Lancet, which is a Russian drone. So if you look at the videos, it's just like – they're knocking them out. They knocked out some S-300 version 2s. So, the British tabloids, for some reason, they hate Russia. I'll never get it. I really don't get it.
Well, they're part of NATO, and, NATO wants to break up Russia. In fact, there was a map that was put out earlier today showing that they've already planned the 40-some-odd nations that they're going to create in the wake of the collapse of the Russian republics. So this war, there's a lot more going on than just Ukraine and Crimea.
Mike, have a good night. I'll call tomorrow.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here, and we've got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
May My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well,
and welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Andrea in Oklahoma. Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, that song. We have sent all these equipments over to the Ukraine, plus all the money, and yes, the whistleblower said they are not receiving it. But those bombs, I'm assuming, have USA on them somewhere. Uh-oh, there it goes. So, are you there?
Yeah, I can still hear you.
Okay, so anyhow, it's not the only stuff that we sent. All that, all the military things that we left in Afghanistan, and pallets of money and things that we sent over there. At what point can we reel our president in and make him stop?
We can do that as soon as we have honest, verifiable elections. Until we get the election system back on track, we, the American people, have been totally disenfranchised, and you know the deep state is basically calling the shots.
I mean, this president has done, I don't think he is the president. He's the crook that stole the White House, and the party that helped him do it is crooked as they can be, but what they're doing to we the people with all our, the homeless are so many here in Oklahoma. That money could help these people out so much. And yet, and I know that Oklahoma is not the only state, that there are many other states. I hear that New Mexico and Albuquerque, they're just, they give them money for to help them try and exist there. And it's not just Albuquerque and New Mexico, it's all over. We need our money for our people. We have worked our jobs. That's our tax money that's being sent over to people that who knows what they're doing with it. He's buying homes for his family and himself, and those arms are being sold to other countries, and it's not even helping the Ukrainian people out, which is,
well,
you know,
that's why Matt Gaetz wanted this audit legislation, but the Democrats are fighting it tooth and nail.
I don't think they have a right to say anything. It's our money, we the people. The Democrats aren't representing us anymore. They're stabbing us in the back.
They don't have to because of the crooked elections.
Well, we've... I mean, just... I know that you don't want anything, you know, to do with any, you know, jumping up. But is there? I mean, they've tried going legally in front of judges, and the judges won't, you know, they're paid evidently under the table. They're not listening to we the people either. These senators that are against this, the we cannot continue this. Do you have any suggestions other than just wait for it to all fall apart, which, you know, it just seems like it's clinging on. This has been happening since TARP. That was 2008. I've been sitting on my hands trying to control myself when I'm the guy screaming out the window, I've had enough and I can't take it anymore. We've got to do something now. This is ridiculous to see all these people hurting. It doesn't. Why does it have to get so dark before it gets light? That's my comment.
Well, I understand exactly where you're coming from. And these are indeed dark and depressing times. And I just don't want to see people get hurt unnecessarily. And I still think that Gandhi's approach is better to try and start a revolution or a civil war, because, you know, if you look at the weaponry the government has developed to use against the people, like the area denial zappers and so forth, anybody trying a revolution or a civil war, unless they are backed by foreign powers shipping in weapons the way the United States is doing to Ukraine, it's not going to succeed. Okay, so I guess she dropped the phone call, and we're going to go to Jack in New Mexico. Hello, Jack. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, are you allowed to pump your own electric car in New Jersey? Ask our friend who called back tomorrow.
Well, I don't have an electric vehicle. I looked for one after my Honda got stolen three times in Hawaii, but we simply couldn't afford it. And there are charging stations around here at this amusement park just down the road, Holiday World. They have a whole bunch of electric chargers set up.
Well, what I was saying is in Jersey, you can't pump your own gas in a gasoline vehicle or diesel. You have to have
We pump our own gas here in Indiana.
Right. What I'm saying is in Jersey, are you allowed to fill your own electric car down there?
I would have no way of knowing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Justin, when he calls in tomorrow, joke around with him. For reporting, the eggs are cheaper at the farmer, $2.50 a dozen, compared to $5.50 at the store. And gas is about the same, about $4. And immigration.
Yeah, it's it's about $3.60 here in Indiana. And more people are going to the local farmers for produce. not just because of the price, but because they're getting kind of worried about all the chemicals, you know, and powdered insects that are being dumped into the food that you buy at the grocery store.
All the added, yeah, stuff that we don't want. Hey, Hal Burton left down here in Farmington, New Mexico. Yeah, and they're big into the natural gas, but they left right when Joe Biden was coming into office, as far as 6 months before he was even elected. So they got the notice to leave, you think?
It may well be. I mean, I remember just before 9/11 happened, the Zim shipping company broke their lease and moved out of the building. That raised quite a few eyebrows.
And, you know, our gas company is owned from Canada, and we have our own resource here. Somebody bought them out maybe 10 years ago down here.
Okay, you just faded out. Can you speak a little louder?
Our own gas company here is owned by Canada, even though they get gas from here.
Yeah, some of these international business deals can kind of work that way. And, you know, like the uranium one deal and so forth, it can get very, very complicated.
Exactly.
And part of that is revenue sharing. Another part of it is keeping these things obfuscated so that ordinary people really don't understand what's going on.
It does sound that way. Hey, thanks, Mike. I'll get off and let someone else get on.
Okay, and we're going to go to Paul in New Jersey. And hello, Paul. Maybe you can answer Jack's question.
It wasn't Jack's. It was Justin's question, actually, because Justin had opined as to why Britain had it out for Russia. And a really good book on the topic, Michael, that you might enjoy is called The Great Game, by Peter Hopkirk, and I really enjoyed that book because he discusses about the competition for imperial control over Central Asia throughout the 1800s. And what it really comes down to is the British, of course, think it's their divine right to rule the world. And, of course, they were very covetous and controlling over their Indian Empire. And they were very paranoid that the Russians were going to extend through Central Asia and finally get into India and take their Indian colony from them. That is basically sums it up as the big grand strategy of the 1800s. And, of course, the British would partake in all kinds of intrigues of trying to fluster the designs of the Russians. You know, trying to, you know, gain back over the Shahs and the people ruling Iran at the time, Persia at the time.
Okay.
And also about, you know, meddling in the Caucasus Mountains and in Georgia, those areas, the Circassians, it was called back then. And so it was really just, I think this is all just continuation of the British psychopathology, in a sense. Because they still, and that's something wrong with the British mentality, it's like they've got to realize they're a small nation of 65 million people, it's not the 1800s, they're not ruling the seas anymore, they're not the dominant global power, but I guess...
No, they're not.
Yeah, and I guess because they're the little lapdog of the Americans, I guess that makes them feel like they're the tough guys and they get to bark at other nations and instigate fights, and hopefully the big dumb Americans will fight for them or fight with them. And so I think that adds to this British cockiness, you know, this arrogance of theirs. And it really is a disgusting thing what they're doing in Russia, you know, sending the depleted uranium munitions over there now.
Yes, it is.
You know? And it's very provocative and instigative. And you know, like the British really should be very cautious as what they're doing. You know, because if the nukes go off, as some of those Russian commentators say, they have a Sarmat missile for them, you know what I mean, waiting specifically to take out of all of England. And I think they should be a little more cautious and cavalier and respectful. And actually, it's a shame they should have learned from George Washington what he said in his farewell address, you know, but they're foreigners. They're not going to listen to George Washington. And sadder still, Michael, is Americans don't learn from George Washington, right? Because that's, in a sense, all the pathologies and the sickness of our country and our foreign policy is because George Washington's farewell address is obviously dismissed neglected. People poo-poo it. They say, oh, he's not a, you know, there weren't airplanes in those days, so it doesn't apply anymore because we have airplanes and missiles. You know, that's what they say. But either way, Justin and others, I really recommend people take a look at that book. It's a very enjoyable book, and they have actually a lot of heroic stories of British explorers trying to, explore through northern India and over through the Himalayas and into those regions of the world. It's very compelling.
Okay.
And on that note, thank you, Michael.
All right. Thank you very much here. And we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael, and thank you for taking my call. I wanted to add a little bit something to the woman that called in a couple callers ago saying we got to do something right now. Yeah, we need to do something right now, all right. And how about a million-man march? And I'll tell you what, when I see the people coming by my door saying that they're heading for Springfield, Illinois to hang J.B. Pritzker, I'm going to join them.
Okay.
And I think that is the only way to clean this up. You cut the head off the snake. Does that make sense?
Well, I understand the point you're coming from, but remember the lesson of January 6th. The government will sabotage a peaceful protest to try and turn it into some kind of an insurrection or a riot, and then they'll just arrest everybody and throw them in the gulag forever. I mean, that was not just an attack against Donald Trump and Trump supporters. It was a shot fired across the bow of all the American people and their freedom to protest.
Yeah, you have a point there, and I feel sorry for these people. Because I was going to go down there with a friend of mine. We were going to actually drive down there and everything else like that, and then I remember Ted Brewer backing out. At the last minute, saying that, you know, he had planned to go down there. And here's the thing. I listened to not only RBN, because John Statmiller was down there.
Yes.
I listened to other networks, and they were all talking about, hey, this is such a great feeling. You felt it in your heart and your blood and your body and everything else like that. And it's all these people coming together with an objective, the same thing. You know, we're a little bit concerned about how this election ended up. And you see all of these guys in jail. So the media has forced on us over the time that this was an insurrection. Somebody came up with that word, and they use it all the same thing. It's like 2001, 9/11, the smoking gun turning into a nuclear bomb. Come on. You know, and they all jump on board with it and everything else like that. That is not what I was getting. I listened to a little bit of Alex Jones, and I kind of don't like him. And I listened to John Statmiller because he was doing live reports down there. I listened to a couple other networks that had people down there, and it sounded great. And for them to turn it around this way, now all of a sudden all of these 44,000 hours of videotape, wait a minute, had they shown us those videotapes 2.5 years ago?
Yes, they should have.
These people wouldn't be in jail. Like I said, you know what? I'm ready to lose it. So go to the next caller. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
All right. Well, try and calm down and have a pleasant evening. And we're going to go to John in Colorado. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. I may have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Good show. When Andrew talked about... what are we going to do? Well, like I said, there's not enough people get together that want to do it. You know, there's nothing that's forcing them. Like I said, they're not in the streets or starving. They're not homeless or anything like that. They got plenty of stuff to do and money, and they just don't think about it. My family, what's more important? They're watching the Royals in England, all that's going on, all the commentators they have just about the royalty over there, big stuff. PBS and all that stuff. Don't care about it. The media's got them hooked with that. It's going to stay with that until they say, like I said, But if they take in the digital currency, all their money goes out of the bank, it's gone. Then what are you going to do? Just cry about it? Stuff like that. And that's, you know, if they all get together in one thing and go out and protest, fine. They were what the government's going to do. Well, the government, what they've done, but there's limited numbers of people. People aren't hungry enough to go out and do it, Mike. That's what's going to happen until it really goes down. Or they're going to want to succeed, like Texas. They want to start a civil war. Who knows? Who knows? Anyway, that was my two cents. Thanks a lot. Have a good time.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And we're going to go ahead and skip the next break. And we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. Gee, I wonder what you want to talk about today.
Well, hey, Mike. Yeah, good day to you. And all the calls, the last three calls were really good. And I just want to, Jerry made a great call and from Chicago. And I just want to say this, Mike. And Paul, he gave a very pertinent, he gives pertinent information. And that's what I try to do, Mike, when I talk about immigration. And yesterday you had a caller call in on me. I never hardly ever hear this guy call in, but he's going to say, oh, that guy, Tom, there it goes again, Mike. Listen, I don't talk about immigration all the time. I do talk about it when it's very pertinent to their RBN audience that I have to let, you know, what's going on. Like when I was telling you about that MS-13 gang member, what he did here in the state of Florida. Now,
yes.
I don't talk about that all the time. But this gentleman here to attack me again because, oh, Tom, and I don't know who this guy is, a shrill or what? What's going on here, Mike? But I will say this. If that guy's from the great state of Maine, why doesn't he talk about what's going on in Portland, Maine, with all these Africans that are being brought under Barry Sortero, Hussein Obama, all these Africans that are coming in here to Portland, Maine, they all have to have housing, shelter, and who's paying for all this? And why are all these people from Africa coming in here to Maine, are they going to want reparations too, Mike, for slavery?
I don't know. You know, it just gets sillier and sillier.
Exactly. So you know, they're all the black, the whole black population is going to scream slavery, and the white man did this, and the white man did that. And again, Mike, I'm going to throw this at you. The German country of Germany never owned slaves. They did their own work with their own white skinned peoples in that country back in those days. So, you know, all we hear is about Germans. I mean, Mike, the whole thing has been a giant cabal. And, you know, if you don't want me, Mike, I'll tell you what. You can ban me for 2 weeks for talking about a word about immigration. Because these guys are all getting so sensitive, and they're like, oh, they're virgin if I even talk about immigration.
No, Tom, you do not make the ban list because you do make good points. It's just sometimes it does get a little repetitive.
Okay, well, you know, Mike, I won't talk about that today. What I do want to talk about is this. I want to talk about Ron DeSantis here in the great state of Florida. He's suing Walt Disney World, here.
And yeah, they're suing him back now.
Yeah, they're suing him back, and they're all these high schmuck lawyers are attacking DeSantis. I mean, you got Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz talking about how bad Ron DeSantis is doing as a governor. You got, I mean, these Democrats here in the state of Florida, and you know what persuasion they are. They're attacking the governor of our state for trying to basically, you know, he has a 5-week ban on abortion. He's going after Disney. He might want to make Disney pay their fair share in taxes. And now he's a bad guy, but you have Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz at a Trump rally that I witnessed firsthand, Mike, telling little 15-year-old girls hold placards out there, signs saying F the president, Mike. Can you imagine that if that would have been reversed, how the media would attack Donald Trump? Like I told you the other day, Mike, if Donald Trump, any of his family members were smoking crack, they would destroy Trump forever. He would never even have a chance to run for president. And then, you know,
yeah, there's clearly a bias in the media. And, you know, we talk about white people being targeted. It's really a case of conservatives and Republicans being targeted. They want to take this country into a one-party nation like the former Soviet Union. And sadly, we seem to be well on our way.
Exactly, Mike. And you know that caller yesterday from Maine, I wish he'd called back in because I want to hear what he's got to say about all those people in the state of Maine paying for all these people that are coming here legally or illegally into Portland, paying their electric and their gas bills, heating oil for the winter. And the white Americans in the state of Maine don't get that break. But all these foreigners coming in here, they're getting their bills all paid for. Section 8 housing, they're getting free medical. I mean, this is crazy. He should be talking about that. And he should be asking his representatives in that state of Maine, why are you tolerating this? Why are we accepting this? Because the population, the white population in Maine, has got to pay to flip the bill, pay the bill for all this. They're not getting freebies like all these other people coming in there. And why would you bring Africans from the country of Africa, Mike, into a state where it's cold as crap instead of bringing them down to, like, maybe, I don't know, bring them into a...
Tom, something went wrong. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me, Mike?
Ah, there you are. Good.
No, I'm just saying they should... Why didn't they bring all those Africans into Georgia or somewhere? Even though I don't want them there because they'll flip the Electoral College. But, you know, to bring them into Maine, there's nefarious stuff going on here with our government. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. But, yeah, Mike, I'll leave you with this thought, though. Mike, in the election coming up, Donald Trump's really pulling ahead of DeSantis. Oh, I think DeSantis is not even having a chance. I think Kristi Noem.
Okay.
What do you think about Kristi Noem on Donald Trump's ticket, Mike? Mike?
Yeah, I'm here. We're having some technical issues to deal with.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Okay, so you want to repeat that last part?
I think Kristi Noem would be a good running candidate for Donald Trump if he runs in 24 instead of DeSantis, because I don't see a DeSantis. I think DeSantis is kind of bought off by... big corporations. You know, he's a rhino Republican with the Bush family. So I don't know if I can trust DeSantis now.
Well,
I'm hearing a lot of
I'm just judging by his job performance in Florida, and it's looking very good. And let's be honest, all politicians to some extent are bought off. That's just reality.
Yes, absolutely true. I think though that if Trump were to pick a woman like Kristi Noem, it would bring a lot of females into the from the independent side into the ticket for Trump. And I think that would seal the deal to beat Biden. Because remember, Kamala Harris is going to actually be running the government. If Biden wins again, Mike, it would be Kamala. He's too old. He can't even remember his name. It will be Kamala Harris as the president. Biden's not running for president. He's running for her to become the president. Kamala Harris.
That may very well be the plan.
Yeah, that's the plan. And we all know it, and we know who's going to finance it with Soros and all these billionaire Zog is going to be pumping all the money in to defeat Trump again, I guess. But I don't think this time it's going to work, Mike. I don't care. They try to rig it. I think this time people woke up enough that Trump's going
to
take
this. Well, yeah, people are going to have to organize to be poll watchers and just hold these election officials to the letter of the law. We can't put up with this stuff anymore. We can't allow this to continue like this. If we don't fix the election system, we're going to be a dictatorship forever. That's just the reality. Yeah. Okay.
Mike, did you see the thing about California with the illegal immigrants? The medical cost is a year. Have you talked about that?
Yeah, it's huge. There's a lot of money there. You know,
billions. The billions. Anyway, Mike, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. I think your show's almost over. So,
Mike, the music is starting to play here. We've reached the end of the program. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Peter Serafine is taking the microphone with guest Dr. Van de Water. And so that's going to be worth sticking around and listening to as well. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to support RBN. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. Aloha, America.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease Off, LLC. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.